Welcome back to the Foley Fieldhouse, everybody. We have Section 7AA, 8AA state prelims underway. Championship and third place matches going on right now. We're up to the 126-pound weight class, and that means Trevor Redunds of the Pierce Pioneers is on deck. He will face Landon Parent. I saw Trevor milling about, mom and dad there, and quick chat with Trevor, asked him, what do you know about the kid? And he said, he's a beast. And in that, he is. He has been on the podium three times. Landon Parent out of Princeton. Sixth last year, third 2 years ago at 120, state runner-up at 106 pounds 3 years ago. And he's ranked second in the state. Trevor is number seven in class AA at 132. Trevor has won 10-0 and 13-2. We will watch the third place match because Kyle Geiser of Thief River Falls involved in that, and that's who Trevor defeated in the semis. And already, I think every match is, except for one, I think the 120-pound class does not have a true second, but 106 and 113 do have true second matches. Princeton is rolling through this lightweight class here as Mason McGrain of Alex wins the 106 championship. Tyler Wells at 113 from Princeton. And Noah Vanderbeek of Princeton wins at 120. And now they've got their Ethan Ballweber out there at 126. But he's trailing right now to Owen Carlson of Pequot Lakes Pine River Bacchus. So it'll be Trevor Redunds coming up. The other Pioneers here are done for the season as Derek Stangle, Liam Hennessy, Jacob LeBlanc, and Ross Bozer bow out of this tournament here at the Foley Fieldhouse, leaving Trevor Redunds yet to go here. And it'll be Redunds and Parent on deck. They're almost a minute 27 to go in the second period. The third place match ended in a hurry with a quick fall, so Trevor will be up in a couple of minutes here. I would say within the next five, by 10 after, Trevor will be out there. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, it'll be Redunds and Parent for the 132-pound championship from the Foley Fieldhouse.
It's back. Yes, it's time to fill out your brackets and enjoy some college hoops. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. If you want to watch all the basketball action this year on a new TV, then visit us at Design Electronics. We offer a full line of LG and Samsung TVs, and we have the sizes and models to fit everyone's budgets. Plus, we offer professional delivery and installation, so you don't have to worry about lifting a finger. If you're wanting to upgrade your TV or add another one in the house or shop so you can enjoy this year's college tourney in style, visit us today at Design Electronics on the east side of Little Falls.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Do you have young Pioneers at home and aren't sure how to enroll them in school? We are currently registering students for kindergarten and preschool this fall. Information and registration forms can be found on the school website, peers.k12.mn.us. Look under the district tab for enrollment or look under community education for early childhood. We invite you to call us with any questions about your child's development and the steps needed to enroll in school. You can call Pioneer Principal Tom Oddie or Community Education Director Sarah Funk, and we will be happy to direct you in the right direction. Get them started the right way on the Pioneer Path.
Music. You want to know the great thing about Farmers and Merchants State Bank? It's that they grow along with you. From my little brother's college fund and my parents' checking account to my grandma's small business banking, my uncle's ag lending, and even my teacher's mortgage for the home of her dreams. I guess Farmers and Merchants State Bank is really the bank for everyone. Visit fmpeers.com to learn more.
Because friendly still counts.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel and Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Smoothie Sunflower Oil is locally produced right here in Piers. Natural and unrefined, Smoothie Sunflower Oil should be in your pantry. It's amazing how something as simple as incorporating Smoothie Sunflower Oil into your favorite recipes can take your dishes from simply satisfying to mouth-wateringly delicious. Available in a wide variety of flavors like cold-pressed, Mediterranean, vanilla, lemon, lime, and many others, you'll be sure to find one or several to fit your tastes. Check out the Smoothie Sunflower Oil story on their website, smoothieoil.com, for nutritional information, recipes, and shop online for Smoothie Sunflower Oil products, including the best microwave popcorn. Smoothie Sunflower Oil, natural, healthy, perfect.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Piers Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Coors Light, Piers Co-op, Rainstorm, Johnny C's, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Frisabilla, Piers Veterinary Clinic, DR Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Neutral, Piers Ballroom, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Piers Eye Care, Remax, Dave Fisher, Design Electronics, Gertz Concrete, Patrick's Bar, Bootleggers Bar, Select Therapy, Lloyd Lumber, Farmers and Merchants, WPE Electric, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
All right, Trevor Radon's on the mat here against Landon Parent of Princeton. Underway for the 132-pound title. No score. We've wrestled all of 22 seconds. Parent drops down to a knee, trying to get low. Peering in at Trevor Radon's. Comes up, gets Trevor a little bit of a front headlock, trying to snap down. A minute 20 to go, scoreless. Parent ranks second, a three-time podium finisher, including a state runner-up 3 years ago at 106. Into a tough sequence here. He's got Trevor on his back. Parent and the fall at 101. Parent with the fall. And now we'll have to watch the third place match. So Parent. And now we look at Cale Geyser of Thief River Falls against Bradley Swears of Detroit Lakes. For Trevor to clinch a spot. As we take a look at the scoreboard, this is Schoenborn from Malacca, Jack Schoenborn. Trevor needs Geyser to win. If Geyser wins, Trevor goes to St. Michael. If Schoenborn wins, there will be a true second for Trevor with Schoenborn. Trevor beat Geyser, so. And Geyser trying to underhook and throw. Stall called on Schoenborn from Malacca Faith Christian. 2-1 for Schoenborn with the lead. late first. Geyser, good thrower. Final couple of seconds here. 3 seconds left in the period. Schoenburn in on a strong takedown. Short time score. Are they going to give the two? They will. Schoenburn gets two and goes up 4-1 over Geyser. So in order for Trevor to not have a wrestle back, he needs Geyser to rally here. Geyser from Thief River Falls. They hold no matter how fast a match ends in the championship or third place. They don't move on to the next weight class until both mats are finished. And right now, that quick first period fall for Parent over Redunds as they wait over there. The championship match to my left, third place match to the right. And now here's a little Gramby turned in by Schoenborn. He's going to reverse again, and he's now up 6-1 on Geyser. And now the two referees are discussing something. They gave the two on the Gramby. They might be talking about any near fall. A Gramby almost automatically leads into a near fall situation. It's just the nature of the beast. 6-1 on the scoreboard right now for Jack Schoenborn. They're going to give reversal and then an escape, it looks like. 6-2 is the official score as they restart with about a minute and a half to go in the second. Malacca Schoenborn leading Thief's Geyser. And now out of bounds as Geyser tried to lock in a headlock. Again, the importance of this match is the potential true second for Trevor Redunds. If Schoenborn can continue to handle his business here, and now Schoenborn with a takedown and Geyser trying to stay off his back. He gave up a one count, but he did give up the two, so it's 8-2 for Schoenborn. And with a minute left in the second, and it'll be Geyser down on the mat. Schoenborn riding. Referee puts him into position. And we're underway again. 8-2 Schoenborn. Schoenborn kind of not exactly earning an escape. Schoenborn wasn't really serious about hanging on, so he gives up the one to make it 8-3 now. Now Schoenborn driving forward again. And Schoenborn and Geyser head off the mat. 8-3. Well, what's going to happen here is if Schoenborn wins this match, now Geyser with a big lift and a takedown, and it's 8-5. They'll wrestle all of these championship and third place matches and then move into any true second. So there, if Schoenborn would win this match, we would have another break before Trevor would have to come back out and wrestle once more. Trevor right now is in second place at 132. He got pinned by Landon Parent of Princeton. 8 seconds left. 8-5. Schoenborn in front of Geyser of Thief River Falls. That's Malacca over Thief River Falls. Schoenborn starts down. Geyser will try get a quick turn here, maybe score some late points. Schoenborn not giving up anything. Matter of fact, he might peel out of there. 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's the end of the second period. So Schoenborn will lead 8-5 going to the third over Cale Geyser of Thief River Falls. I'm so glad we didn't have to go to Thief River today. We could just come to Foley. There's Geyser able to work his way out, and it's an 8-6 score now. Schoenborn's lead has been trimmed to two. Now Geyser draped over the back. Schoenborn trying to dump him over his shoulders there. And we get a stalemate called. I bet there's Coach Toops and Zajac over there watching. I would guess that, yeah, there's Trevor right there. He's watching close too. Schoenborn dives in, and he's got a takedown and near fall. Schoenborn is going to tighten this up possibly. with a minute and a half to go. Jack Schoenborn of Mille Lacs trying to tighten this, but Geiser able to squirm his way back to his belly, but he's going to give up now a 10-6 deficit. I don't think the three near fall have been put up either. I see the referee with the three fingers extended, so it's in reality 13-6. We're down to a minute five to go, third period. Now he throws that double wing in and cranks it over, and the referees put the three on the board as a roll out of bounds. It is 13-6 for Mille Lacs' Jack Schoenborn over Cale Geiser of Thief River Falls. Schoenborn is 61 seconds away from getting a true second shot at Trevor Redunds. Standing, and Geiser ushered off the mat by they give the stall call. They get Schoenborn. So it's 13-7, a point for Geiser. 55 seconds on the restart. Geiser with another escape, 13-8. But time down to 45 seconds left for Schoenborn and Geiser. Big throw, scramble. Schoenborn hanging on, Geiser on his right side. Neutral yet, says the referee. 30 seconds to go. Schoenborn holding on to a 15-7 lead now. Geiser driving in. Geiser gets the reversal to make it 15. Now Geiser dumps him over out of bounds. It's 15-10. Geiser heads back to the middle, followed by Schoenborn. 17 seconds to go. And they give up the optional start. Geiser's going to have to shoot in for a quick takedown to the back. Now down by six with 14 seconds left. And they get Schoenborn dinged for stalling again. That's the second time. 16-11 now. Now the five-point throw comes into play here. If Geiser can catch lightning in a bottle, but he slips off, and that'll do it. There will be a true second for Trevor Redunds. It'll be an 18-11 final for Schoenborn. A true second coming up at 132 pounds. Trevor Redunds against Jack Schoenborn of Mille Lacs.
Frosty's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Pierce is open. Stop and enjoy your favorite cold beverages. Frosty's serves up delicious daily lunch specials, either dine-in or carry-out. On the grill at Frosty's, satisfy your hunger with their fantastic menu, featuring items such as the Bacon Jack Burger, the Mac Attack Burger, Jalapeno Jack Burger, or try the Elvis Burger, topped with creamy peanut butter and bacon. And, of course, the signature burger is the Frosty Burger, a feline meats burger topped with cheese, fried egg, bacon, and hash browns. Frosty's also has sandwiches and wraps, salads, baskets, and appetizers. The newest place in town is Frosty's.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Minnesota.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Activities Administrators Association.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Cindy Shaw with Edina Realty in Little Falls. Whether you're buying your first home or your forever home, selling your cabin or condo, I can help with all your real estate needs, big or small. I have a passion for real estate and understand the local market conditions because I'm from here and live here. For dedicated, personalized service, give me a call at 320-630-8410 and put the Edina Realty team to work for you. Or visit my website, cindyshaw.edinarealty.com. Go Pioneers!
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We have a few great things for you in March. Starting March 8th, we have a full-time person on staff in Piers to work on electric motors immediately so you can take them home the day you bring them. Also in Piers, we'd like to get rid of our 2020 Troy-built snowblower inventories. So stop in, see Bill, get a good deal, and be ready for 2021 winter season. There are great deals on Purina and Hubbard cattle minerals, Crystal Lake tubs, select Land O'Lakes milk replacers, and Napa filters. One unlucky event for March, though, is our annual meeting. We will not be having our annual meeting in person due to the current pandemic. We ask that you come to Buckman March 10th through the 16th to pick up your patronage checks, annual report, manager report, and vote. Voting must be done in person in Buckman. Call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Like us and follow us on Facebook to stay up with all of our deals and events at the co-op. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. And as always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline. Are you looking for something new and cute to wear, but are trying to avoid crowded malls and bigger stores? Do you hate ordering things online only to have them arrive looking different or even worse, not fitting? The Clothesline on Main Street is your answer. You'll love our personal service and attention to detail. Let us help you find a pair of Liverpool jeans with fabulous fit or a top that you feel powerful wearing. My favorite part of my job is styling my customers. Come see us soon at the Clothesline on Main Street in Piers or check us out on Facebook.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Trevor Redunds will have a true second match, but we have to wait. They will go through all the championship and third place matches, and right now they're at 138, so there's a ways to go yet. And then they'll go through the true seconds. So Trevor Redunds will face Jack Schoenburn of Malacca Faith Christian for the right to go to St. Michael Albertville on Friday. Again, a first period fall by Landon Parent of Princeton puts Trevor into a true second against Schoenburn, who defeated Cale Geyser 18-11. In the third place match, Schoenburn has not had the opportunity to wrestle Trevor yet, so that's why they call it the true second match. So we'll come back. We'll keep you posted on when Trevor will take the match, but it'll be a while. It's going to be likely after 5 or right around 5 at the minimum. So we'll be back with true second match for Trevor Redunds in just a bit. Thanks, everybody.